You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Another one. But today we see everyone, including Christians, don't have to solve life's problems. The problems come one after
another.
Without raising the water level, without our life being transformed, then all of our life will be spent on resolving issues. Not only that we raise the water level of 5 feet, we're actually being taken to the heaven realm. After we are being buried or risen through the baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead, even so we shall also walk in newness of life. As we baptize brothers and sisters, that we who are baptized are baptized into the death of Christ.
所以有的时候我们又非常虚心，然后又很骄傲地告诉圣经的人说，圣经是会是你的安枕据和依靠。Therefore,
we can proudly and firmly tell those who are getting baptized that the baptismal meeting is also your memorial
service。哦，你不要以为圣经就是很轻松顺从，我个人的焦点是信仰。Don't
think that the focus of attention is just your wedding.
那是准备把你给埋的。所以圣经节不是身上带着三个小石法宝。So
God the Son, a very famous evangelist.
他常常讲到的是拿出这三个小法宝。And
when he preached, he often brought on a
cross。所以第一个是一个圣杯。The
first one is the little coffin.
他常常讲到拿出这个小杯，才把你三个字。他圣经复活了，老师已经死了，他再把它放上。
So when he preaches, he opens his little coffin and when he opens, he says, okay, Dr. Song is alive, and then he puts the casket and says, okay, Dr. Song is dead now. And whenever he is alive, then he uses this little coffin to remind himself that he is already dead this time. I'm not saying that with a little coffin that it will work. But do this. Know that I'm dead.
但是不过是预备，不过是消极，原是叫我们一种一种的信心的。But
a preparation is kind of passive. The purpose is that we should walk in the newness of life.
就是一种信心。啊，就是说有一本书，就是那个《Jesus》，那个什么《Christ》。
The Christian says, God loves you just the way you are.
不过他不愿意就是不顾，让你依然后悔。
But he does not want you to stay the way you are.
他希望你就是耶稣。He
wants you to be just like Jesus. Therefore, he stopped working in our lives.
而第三个想到我们的自身和我们的证明，就是我活着就是真理。Third,
it's our testimony, a proof. That for us to live is Christ. A person who is dead is Christ. There will be a proof of him. A manifestation. That when he lives in his Christ. And that is the most obvious testimony. And that is called spiritual reality.
你一面唱念念眼睛在那里还在不敢看，我真的是没有这个不实际。But
if we're seeing on the one eye of Christ, and while you're still seeing it, and if you're still from tempers, or you're watching something you're not supposed to, that is not the spiritual reality.
你就是没有一个长的都挂着保罗的爱的真谛，是恩主人，那有恩慈恩慈的基督的章法，保罗的背。
If God just put on your on walls and at home, all the Bible verses, all the time, all the station, and everything you memorize.
But if we are not a person who is true love, then we do not yet have the spiritual
realm. If we're not a person who is true love, then we do not yet have the spiritual realm.
And in 1979,
when I first came to America, I visited my brother. And his first son was only 3 months old.
And
then we went out to
eat. The menu
came. So I was watching, looking at the menu, and then we noticed that this little guy was also looking at the menu. And
then
we see that he tried to grab the food from the menu and tried to eat it. This is only a false image without first reality.
It
cannot be or satisfy people. And then when the real thing comes, then we can finally we need to have spiritual reality. So now, let's look at the practical
end.
First, we have to know to be dead and alive with Christ is a fact.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第三节，他就说岂不知？
Therefore, Paul in Romans chapter 6 says, don't you know? In other words, you're supposed to know. How come you do not know? And nowadays, many of us just do not know that we have been dead this
time. We're
full of hope about our this old flesh and plant, we do not know that we're dead already. Many years ago, I gave an example about my high school
classmate.
One of them came from the Ali Mountain. He was a native Taiwanese, and he was one of the first ones who got into a national high school, the best high school, from his
tribe.
And then he was also the first one from his tribe to ever enter into national university. After he got the exam result, everyone was celebrating. The weather was hot, so they were not outing. But they didn't go. So some of my friends went. They went to a lake, and there was a big sign, no swimming. He was a native Chinese, was very well built, so he went down and
swimming.
And then he sat down.
我记得我同学告诉我说，当他的老父亲从巴黎山城赶下来的时候。And
my friend told me when his elderly father came down from Bali Mountain.
他们跑到派出所。They
went to the police office.
那个爸爸把那个草席拉开来。And
the father removed the strong mat that covered his body.
看见他儿子已经死了。We
looked at his dead son.
你知道吗？原来整个他想庆祝已经的要死。他爸爸心里已经太快乐了，高兴，终于有儿子。不仅仅他父亲对他的盼望全部破灭。
Because death is the biggest end and despair. And then death goes goes with all of the songs.
所以当我们的同学告诉我们说那些是在派出所遇见的人的景象。So
my friend told me what they saw in the police office.
他的父亲看着他的。The
father looked at his son.
他眼泪就湿了。And
his tears came down.
然后他说：“天哪，我就是一个巴掌。”All
of a sudden, his father
said, "His son,
you are disobedient child."
他所有的愿望，所有的快乐，并且丧失全部的。Gone
with his all of his hope and happiness.
就算是死。And
that is death.
他再也不会期望他可以活过来。He
can no longer hope he will come back.
这是一个完全的绝望。This
is a complete despair.
这是一个残酷的事实，必须要接受。This
is a cruel reality that we have to accept.
但是弟兄姊妹，The
brothers and
sisters.
The death of Christians,
the spiritual truth, is the most glorious
and blessed thing. It's the most glorious and blessed thing.
It's
whenever we are dying, we die with Christ, we shall live also with Him.
我深信那一天，如果有人告诉那个老父亲说，我爸爸现在3分钟后他会活过来，你说这个父亲高不高兴？I'm
sure if that day someone can tell the father, I can resurrect your son in 3 minutes.
如果我们的事情脆弱的答应他发生的话，这个老母亲任何代价都愿意付。I'm
sure the father was willing to pay any price for such impossible thing.
因为这边，当我们为了自己的罪恶，为了自己污秽败坏的性格，在那里痛苦的时候。Whenever
we grieve for our sinful and corrupt nature,
我巴不得我们真的是如同死一样的死。Holy,
I hope that we can just reject it as if it's dead.
因为神早就拒绝他，把他钉在十字架上。Because
God has already rejected and crucified it on the cross.
神所要的是在基督里复活。What
God wants is the resurrection in Christ.
而且他也在基督里把这个复活赐给我。And
then He also has given us this resurrection in Christ.
当我们还死在过犯中的时候，他就叫我们与基督一同活过来，而且一同坐在天上。
While we were dead in our trespasses, God already made us alive together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly realms. So we have to accept this faith. This is a fact, it is a simple faith. Not only that, we should motivate ourselves to live for Christ.
We
should also pursue that when we live, it is Christ. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse
14。愿基督从死里复活的人，并且他既复活时，是将那些活着的人不再与自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。第三，基督已经以他们的死结，无论牺牲是死，就能将基督在我身上照常行的，因我活着就是基督。在现在的弟兄姊妹，我们是不是还活着的人？
So are we still alive?
Are you still alive? 是的，请举手啊。Can
we raise your hand if we are still alive?
我们地上这么多死人。Oh,
we've got so many dead.
捏一下自己会痛的，就请举手啊。Teach
yourself if you can feel the pain, please raise your hand.
我好像也不会痛。
Some people don't feel pain.
都麻木了，我们是活着的人。Because
we are still alive.
我们还是活着的人，你就不用这个条件。
Once we are alive, we're qualified
and
we those who live shall live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
因此呢，我们要知道第一件事情，只要你我还活着，还有一口气息，我们的责任就是活着为耶稣。
As long as we're still alive and we still have breath, our responsibility is to live for Christ.
不然的话，神要取走我们的生命，比如肝脏。It's not easy for God to take away our life.
About 4 million people die every month in America. We could very possibly be one of them, and November can be our last month.
But you are just
everywhere. This
is the last years. This is the last years. This is the last years.
Not only sick people, old people die. Everyone can die.
我们被认为是生来就是的大地震，我们可能通通都死。
If we have a great earthquake in the area, we can all die.
哎，我们最近同学们看到消息，有一天看到有人就在那报纸上面，大家早上看到一条消息，一直有，一直有。
To spread our story that it's very possible that they live in Nevada and one day they wake up and then they see the ocean view because that California already
is sick.
So every day is Christian. Shall live for the Lord.
But
is it enough to live for the Lord?
Not enough.
So many of us thought we should live for Jesus. But yet we still live in our own flesh. Maybe try to imitate Christ.
Have you heard WWJD's news?
Have you heard this WWJD?
Any young people?
Any young people? Yeah, what does that stand for? What would Jesus do?
这个其实就是1896年一个这个叫 Charles Sheldon 他写的书里面是这样子的。What would Jesus do?
It's written in the book of What Would Jesus Do? It's the title of the book written in
1896.
But this person is a social evangelist, and he thinks that Jesus was a great moral. But then about 20, 30 years ago, people took this version and
just
phrase and tried to.
如果没有基督的内住，你是 What would Jesus do? 主耶稣的成就，这是件不可能的事。
Without the indwelling of Christ, it is impossible to always ask what would Jesus do and follow.
你效法基督的圣洁，我们更毫无圣洁。
We try to imitate Christ's holiness, but we have no holiness inside.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要认识基督的内住，就是为了要成就这件事情，叫我们可以活着不再是我们。
So we know the fact that the indwelling of Christ is actualized the peace, no longer I, but Christ in our lives.
好，那我们底下就第三个，就是要积极操练在凡事上来说基督。
And the third is to actively practice the living of Christ in all things.
好，这节的经文呢，我为什么跟我少列的第十节？第十节是讲到人行动，但是身上带着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生，然后行在我们身上。
So I missed out on verse 10. Is actually we carry about.The death of Christ so that the love of Christ may be manifested in us.
As always carry
when willing that of the love of Christ be
manifested. And
verse 11 is more passive, for we who live are always delivered to death of Jesus.So that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So when we actively identify and deliver ourselves to death, and the life of Christ will for sure be manifested in our lives. If we're not willing, then God will raise up circumstances so we will be delivered to death. So then we suffer more in that case. This is the way when we die with Christ, the resurrection will be manifested in our lives. Okay, I did not
see
them on that
clock.
Maybe I'll give you, show you a demo.
因为我来不及去医治，所以我们出差的时候就是水管，所以假装这是一个水龙头。
Suppose assume that these are the faucets.
一般热水池在左边，冰水在左边，对不对？
your left hand side is going to be the hot water. The cold water. Nowadays we are so blessed that we enjoy hot water every day. So if this demo is given to me when I was young, I do not understand it. Because in my time, we only need cold water at home. We need hot water, we have to boil. If you need hot water to drink or to take shower,
In
my family, the discipline is that the oldest first, so I'm the youngest, so I'm the least. So whenever we need to boil water, and they will command, I need the command, and I'll be the one to carry on. The early days, we have to use the coal, the little pieces of coal. And then
gradually,
we have the bigger piece of coal. And then we have another form of coal. We are afraid the most is
I will
spot there and then try to stop the cold from wet to dry, from cold to hot. I still remember when I was trying to make a fire out of the coal and reading the news about how President Kennedy being
assassinated.
For a long time, and finally I made a coal bomber. Okay, now we have two bosses.
其实很多时候刚刚开始有一点温水，因为这个
weather is very hot, you might get some warm water when you first turn on, and then the water will turn cold.
所以一直有很多doctors啊，很多很好的好人，或者是刚刚开始就觉得他很好。
And there may be good people with high moral standards, but when you contact them, you might feel they're very
good.
But then the nature and the origin still comes from the cold
water.
So, as for God, He completely rejects the old nature. No matter how far you strive and then to pursue love and purity and everything, it doesn't work.
Cold water is cold water.
And one day we believe in Jesus. And the Christ dwells within us. And then we have received a new life, we came back to life with Him. And we received the life of Jesus. Now there are two lives present in all of us. So in our daily
life,
so we have to know we have the potential for hot water. We have to know we already got it. We have to experience it. We have to turn on the faucet. As you turn it on, how water really comes out. Then from the point of view of others. Maybe you only turn the knob
10%.
And then the water comes out all lukewarm. But people see your change.
外面看起来有水。
It may look warm, like lukewarm. Or it may be hot and cold and
sometimes.
Again, you have the potential to work on
it.
As your relationship with the Lord improves, and then your experience becomes deeper. More and more obedient to the move of the Holy Spirit. Then you're not as turned 50%, you have more. As we practice not walking according to the flesh, but actually turning off the cold water body. Practically, we turn off the cold water, we don't walk according to actively, we follow the Spirit, we turn on more. Then we will see more of our transformation. But please pay attention to one thing. God never modified us. God has done away with our old flesh and replaced it with the life of
God.
So our victory does not come from improvement. As we go back to the origin, cold water is cold water. Old nature is old nature. And hot water is hot water.
New
creation is new creation. But maybe the outward manifestation is like 10%, 20%, 30%, or 40%. And we may see hot one time and cold at another moment. But yes, the origins are right. When the origin is Christ, that there's no other impurities. And then the cold water represents our own nature and has no Christ
on
it. So Paul says it again, those of us who live, are we all alive? Not only that we all live for the Lord, but we will also live to death for Christ's
sake.
So that the life of Christ will be manifested in our mortal flesh, and more hot water.
As
death is working in us as we turn off the cold water. The life not only will be manifested in us, but also will be at work in other people. So the purpose of this demo is to compare the old flesh, the old nature, and the new nature. Please don't pay attention to the water temperature. A wealthy man hired an architect to design his cemetery, his graveyard. So he designed the landscape, the lighting, everything was beautiful. After 2 years, finally the graveyard was finished. And then so the rich man came in and asked him, so how's it going? Everything is good except one. We're only missing one thing. So what is missing now? Your body is missing. As we talked about, it's so glorious to die and live with Christ. So how can we gloriously die and resurrect with Christ? Your dead body.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage. and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.